Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast hosted by me, Michaela J. Get ready to dive into an action-packed, bougie-based, and spiritually guided experience on all things manifesting your next level luxe life. Let's go. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, the Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. Welcome back to another Wednesday episode. So today we're getting ready for summer. We are getting ready for hot girl summer, healed girl summer. We are ready for the sun and adventures and good times with friends. And I want to talk to you about what I'm doing to manifest my summer vision board. I'm already putting together pieces in my mind, thinking about what do I want to do? How do I want to dress? What kind of outfits do I want to be wearing? And it's just because I like to be really, really intentional with every single area of my life, but this is the time to plant the seeds for that vision. So I want to talk to you about that, talk to you about what I'm doing to manifest my summer vision board and all of my latest kind of manifestation hacks and tips that I have been hoarding to share in an episode for you. But before we dive in, we have our life update and sponsor of the week. So my life update, I have been following a new workout routine, which has been really nice, really fun, and interesting because getting back into working out after being sick, it's really easy to be hard on yourself. It's really easy to beat yourself up after you're not hitting the same weights that you were and you feel tired a lot faster. But it's really about starting over and it's like it's going to be day one or one day. And I'd rather have today be day one and pick up the slack because every day I show up, every day I complete that workout, I'm getting one step closer to where I've been at before. And if I've been there before, I can get there again. So I've been following a traditional lifting workout program, like I said, in the First Form app. I've been doing the intermediate level and it has been kicking my ass in the best way. And on top of that, we started to do 100 kettlebell swings a day. At the beginning of April, I said I was going to start to do 100 swings for 100 days in a row, and then I got really sick and couldn't do them. And so it's really nice to get to pick that back up and watch my strength build, even after only doing it for a week. It's been really, really fun. So this is your sign if you've fallen off of a workout routine or if you've been wanting to do a new challenge, maybe you want to do 75 hard, maybe it's 100 swings. You want to, you know, whatever it is, maybe you want to focus on getting in 10K steps a day. Let this be your sign to pick up wherever you are right now and start that. We are getting hot girl summer ready, healed girl summer ready, and we are putting in the work to get ourselves closer to those goals that we have in mind. So that is my life update for you. She's been on her fitness health shit. I've been taking my vitamins every single day. I take my magnesium every single night. You guys know the deal. I've been having a lot of fun cooking lately. So it's been a vibe. Our sponsor of the week, I'm super, super pumped about, especially for a summer session of this program. The doors are opening for my only business program, Conscious Creator. So I made this program because at the beginning of my business, I used to spend so much time being busy. I was always working on this project and this graphic and that. And I was throwing so much shit at the internet, but I honestly had no idea what I should be doing for consistent sales and consistent growth to constantly be impacting more people, right? Because that's the whole point of when you're in business, you're in business to solve problems for people. So Conscious Creator takes the guesswork out of that because I want to help you nail down your signature method that you're going to use to transform lives, whether that is in a service-based business, your content-based business, a coaching business, whatever it is, we're going to get you a method that works for your people because it's worked for you. Also inside of Conscious Creator, we are bringing energy meets strategy to get you your own personal launch method so you feel like it's fun to sell, you feel like you're doing people a service by selling to them, and we're putting together a full content marketing plan for you that will have people in your DMs like, give me the link, send me the details, how do I sign up for this, when does it start, I want to be there live, I want to be this, right? People pop in because you show up and give them so much value, they're like, oh my gosh, you can't even imagine what it's like to work together. That's the vibe of Conscious Creator. It's business building for the spiritual girlies. And the link for that is going to be in the show notes, or you can message me over on Instagram and ask if it's a good fit. And we can talk about if that's going to match your goals. But without further ado, let's talk about manifesting our summer vision boards. Get ready for all these manifestation tips. You're going to want to open the notes in your phone, and let's go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I want to give you guys a really actionable episode about manifesting your vision board for the summer and exactly what I'm doing to do the same thing, right? So the first thing I want to say is it's really important for you to update your vision board often, and maybe not always update it, maybe not always redo it, but check in with your vision board and ask yourself, are the things on my vision board aligned with my priorities and my desires at the moment? Because we're constantly changing, we're constantly evolving. That means your desires change. I have had so many vision boards where a month after I make them, I change half of the photos I included because I just decide like I don't care about those things anymore, or I want something different. And that's perfectly okay, but we have to create the space for ourselves to even do that, for you to even think about that. Because if you're not inspired by your vision board, what is the point of even having it? And right now, what I've been really obsessed with is just keeping my vision boards inside Pinterest and scrolling through them. Because also when I'm getting out of the habit of scrolling on social media, or if I get the urge to do that, instead of scrolling on like TikTok or Instagram, I'll go over to Pinterest and I'll look through my vision board. Because that's the whole point. We want to look at it often and associate ourselves with it so it's normalized, so we're in those energies, we're in those vibes, and we're constantly reminded of what we're working towards. That's what also why it's so important for us to update it, because if there's something on there that doesn't resonate with you anymore, or you're just like, yeah, it's not really a vibe, it kills the vibe of the vision board. So first things first, I want you to look at your vision board and update it for the summer if it's something that is no longer resonating with you, or you want to change one or two things, okay? And after that, you need to look at what are the vibes that your vision board is giving you overall. This is exactly what I'm doing. I looked at what was everything on my Pinterest board that I was really vibing with, that I was excited about, and what energy was it giving me? And I came up with three themes of my board. Those are bougie, boss vibes, and confidence. When I look at it, I think, okay, if that was me, I would be in really like solid boss energy. If that was me, I would be feeling so confident. If that was me, I would feel so bougie. I would feel service. I would feel like, yes, I have all of this convenience. That is going to be the energy of my summer. So how I'm actually manifesting that is each day I'm taking an action step to put myself in that energy. And notice how I said I'm taking an action step to put myself in that energy, because the embodiment is going to be a huge piece of manifesting your goals, but it's nothing if we're not also taking these physical action steps to get us there. So I'm taking an action step to feel this way, to do these things, to start co-creating that vision. For example, when I'm tapping into the bougie feeling, what I've been doing a lot lately is planning trips. And especially if we're looking at your summer vision board, maybe you have travel on there. So you planting the seeds for these trips is a great action step to get into that energy. Whether it's you planning vacation outfits, you looking up hotels or Airbnbs that you want to stay at, looking at different flights, maybe playing around, seeing how much a first class upgrade would be if that's something that's on your vision board, and just spending time in that energy and booking things if you can. I think that's super fun because it puts things in place and you're like, yes, I'm manifesting this summer full of travel. And not only that, but I have the flights booked and I'm going to figure out all the details when I figure out all the details, but this is fucking happening, right? To get in my boss vibes, one thing I've really been focusing on is checking off my to-do list no matter what. I have had a couple of days where in the middle of the afternoon, I'll get like that afternoon slump. So I'll go take a nap and then we'll go to the store and I'll make dinner. And then I might work again in the evening just because I took the afternoon off. And it's like, no matter what, I'm going to get my to-do list done. And for me, that's a huge boss energy. Like, I'm the boss. I'm the one running the show. I'm the one setting the example. I better be getting my shit done. If I would want an employee to get their stuff done, I need to get my stuff done. If I want my clients to get the work done, I need to get my work done. That's the energy I want to be in. And also, when you have a to-do list, let's say you have 5 things on your calendar, and consistently, every single day, you're only getting 4 of them done, it's not going to feel very boss bitch of you, right? For me, I'm like, yeah, I feel like a boss because I crush everything on my to-do list. I'm getting it done no matter what. And why is that a boss thing? No, it's not a hustle, fucking masculine, work 12 hours a day vibe. It's I love my work so much and I care so much about going above and beyond for my clients and constantly putting out this great content, even if it takes me longer to edit, right? I'm so dedicated to the vision and I care enough to get it all done. And also, especially when you're the boss and you're the one who runs the business, nobody's going to push it forward but you. So you need to start showing up like a boss. And I love including this too, just for anybody who has a business or you have a podcast or you're a content creator, you have to treat all of those things as a business every single day to keep moving it forward. I think a lot of times people look at content creation as like a hobby or this side hustle, but in reality, they want it to be their full-time job. Well, start treating it like it's a career. Start treating it like you are the boss, okay? That puts me in the energy for boss vibes, because especially on my summer vision board, I have a lot of travel for work. I'm hosting a retreat in the Dominican Republic in August. I have all these ideas of a podcast network I want to join and different things. It's going to require me getting my shit done and showing up for the work. Another example of how I'm getting in these vibes for confidence, I have been getting ready every single day and making sure that I have a fresh hair wash and doing my makeup each day, taking off my makeup at night and putting in a little extra care into my skincare routine just so I feel really confident about how I look. When we go to the gym, I wear a matching set because it feels bougie and it makes me confident, right? So the things that we're doing every single day, the things I'm doing every single day are constantly adding up to this vision I have. That version of me, the version of me that I want to be at the end of summer, she is a boss bitch and she works hard during the day and she plays hard in the evenings and on the weekends. Like, she is bougie. She's going on these trips. Her home looks spotless. She's wearing expensive perfume. And when you walk by, you're like, holy shit, she smells good. And she's super confident. Because being magnetic also helps us grow in every single area of our life. That really helps me get closer to my vision. Because again, it's like, it's me getting in the energy and being in the vibes, but it's also me taking action steps, planning the trips, getting those things sorted out. That's an action step to make things happen. Checking off my to-do list. Those are action steps making it happen. Getting ready every single day. That's going to make it easier for me to show up and film because I'm going to feel good about how I look. Your job daily when it comes to manifestation is to always come back to the 4-step process. And I have an episode on this from maybe like a year ago, so you'd have to go back and scroll, but it's the 4 steps of manifestation. I have had these same steps since I started learning about mindset and manifestation, and it's clarity, match the vibes, take action, and trust. I have always done these same 4 things, and it's a rinse and repeat process all day, every day. Clarity, me touching base with my vision board. Again, looking at it, putting it in front of my face, thinking about that when I wake up in the morning. I'm thinking about what am I co-creating, getting on Pinterest in the morning, putting those images in front of me, matching the vibes. That's exactly what I just explained. I figured out what are the 3 things I feel from my vision board and start creating experiences that make me feel that way now. Number 3, taking action. Now, luckily, a lot of the things I'm doing to match the vibes are also action steps. But even outside of that, what do I need to do to practically create these things and then take that action? And the 4th step is trust. I have to trust that as much as I show up for my manifestations, they are going to show up for me. In the moments that I'm having doubts, make sure I reset my energy. I come back to certainty. I look at what are those fears? What are those shadows getting in the way? And I do something about it. I don't just sit and spiral in it. I change it. So I'm back to this level of certainty and trust. So when you're thinking about, especially like a new manifestation, let's say you put something on your vision board that you have never desired before, or it feels bigger than any manifestation, and you think, how the fuck am I going to manifest this? It's literally going through these four steps. Clarity, you already got that down. How would you feel if you had that manifestation right now? Take action. What is one action step you can take to get closer to that? Take it, and then trust that every day that you rinse and repeat that process, every day you will be closer to attracting that desire. It's that simple. That fucking simple. Another fun thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about when it comes to daily manifestation are just some fun spiritual and energetic things you can do every day to get you closer to that summer vision board lifestyle. So obviously we have our three vibes. We're taking action steps to feel that way. You're also taking action steps to physically make these things happen, right? But then we can have fun with it. Then we can bring in the spiritual aspects and the energetic aspects and the things that we do that we're like, holy shit, that worked. And it doesn't even make sense because that's crazy. And it feels like you manifest from out of nowhere. Those things. I want to include those hacks for you because they've been really fun. They're just so vibey. They get you excited about your manifestations and honestly, anything to get us closer to the vision board lifestyle, right? So I want to give you guys four other little manifestation hacks I have been loving doing on a daily basis because also we need to clear our energy and get into alignment sometimes multiple times per day. So one of them has been exactly that, clearing the energy of myself and my house multiple times per day with Palo Santo and Sage. My husband loves doing a cleansing session, and anytime I get tired in the afternoon or if I'm grumpy because I'm hungry, he will literally sage me and the entire apartment and then do Palo Santo right afterwards. And we will do this multiple times per day. It might be setting the scene because I'm about to film a bunch of content or just clearing the apartment for the morning, clearing it for the evening before we sit down to dinner. And just having a clear space. Sage helps clear all of the negativity, all the weird vibes out of the room. And the Palo Santo brings really high vibe, positive energy. And honestly, the combo just smells really fucking good too. So we do this multiple times a day because it gets us in that energy of like, ooh, I feel clean, I feel clear, I feel motivated, I feel cleansed. And it makes you want to keep moving the ball forward. Another thing that I'm loving is walking meditations. So I'm somebody who I get in a phase with meditations where it's like, okay, I really am vibing with meditating right now. And then there's other times where I'm like, that sounds so boring. Like, no, thank you. Right now, walking meditations are totally the vibe. So you can get in your movement for the day and check in with your thoughts. I record these for my clients, so I have my own walking meditations that I do, but you can also find these all over YouTube. If you just look up a walking meditation, they can be anywhere from like 5 minutes to a whole hour. You know, everybody's going to do a meditation differently, but I'm loving that because mine are like 5, 10, 15 minutes long, and it's enough to get you out of your head and into your body and really intentional while you're walking. And then once the meditation is done, you're just really present. You're aware of your thoughts rather than continually thinking. So that's been such a vibe because especially when you're like wrapped up in your workday and you just need a breather, you need to get out of the house, you can do that. That's also a way to clear your energy. Just have a moment with yourself. Check back in with those three vibes you want to tap into every day. It just, the list of why this helps goes on and on and on. But walking meditations, if you can't find yourself to sit in bed or on the floor and meditate, okay? My third hack for you, a fun little spiritual manifestation hack, is pulling a tarot card, asking for a specific question. So I have a tarot deck and an oracle deck that sit on my desk literally right next to me at all times. And let's say I'm working on something. Let's say I'm in my boss vibes, right? And I'm checking off the to-do list, but I need a little inspiration or I need to check in and be like, you know, what should I do for this? I will immediately pull out my tarot deck and think of a specific question and then pull a card and see what the reading is. This is helping me kind of move through my energy a lot faster while feeling like I'm connecting with my spiritual self to make practical decisions. Because when I'm connected to my spiritual self and making business decisions or decisions about my life, they feel much more aligned and intuitively guided. And I can trust that way more than my like practical humanness brain, you know? So that's been really helpful because I feel like I'm infusing every decision I'm making with spiritual energy. And basically every decision you're making from now throughout the whole summer is energy going towards or away from your summer vision board lifestyle. And so for me, I'm really focusing on adding vibes into every single thing that I do. And that really goes into my fourth and final little tip for you is doing everything with the vision in mind. So I'm thinking about every meal that I'm plating. Right now, my best friend Caleb is living with us. And so we get to have little family dinners every single night. And when I make dinner for our little household, I'm always making our food really pretty because tons of photos on my vision board are me hosting events and beautiful meals and different things that I would want to cook for the people that I love. So it's creating those experiences right now and realizing that a lot of those things you can do now. Also, things that you might not be able to do now, but you can still do with the vision in mind. So I have on my vision board different photos of like what my dream body would be like or like strong lifts that I want to be able to do in the gym. And so when I'm working out, I'm visualizing that version of myself. I'm doing every exercise with that in mind, especially the moments that I want to quit because I'm reminded of why I'm doing it. That's also why I encourage you to look at your vision board daily. It reminds you to keep that vision in your mind. It's going to make your life more fun because you're going to do things in like a prettier way, a more aligned way, a more next level way. And it's going to get you thinking about your vision board lifestyle more and more and more. And where your focus goes, energy flows. So I am all about being in that energy 100% of the time. What I want you to remember is manifesting boils down to these four steps: having clarity around what you want, matching the vibe of that, taking action, and trusting that you doing this is enough every single day. Putting in that action, putting in the vibrations, putting in your clarity and your vision, and trusting it's enough. The big things I'm doing to manifest my summer vision board right now are planning action steps I can take to feel the way that my vision board makes me feel. It makes me feel bougie. It gives boss vibes. It gives confidence. So what can I do every day to create that feeling in my body and in my life? And my job daily is to go through these steps of reminding myself what I want, looking at the vision board, being in that energy, asking myself, what practical action steps do I need to be taking? Do that and trust again. And my little hacks for you to help yourself play with some fun spiritual vibes, maybe boost your energy a little bit more throughout the day, is don't be afraid to clear your own energy multiple times per day. Whether it's multiple meditations, multiple walks, multiple cleansing sessions, whatever you need that to be, don't be afraid to do it and don't feel bad for doing it. If anything, I feel like I would encourage cleansing more than once. My hot girl walks are now hot girl walking meditations to get in movement and get in mindfulness at the same time. I'm pulling tarot cards to ask specific questions for action steps, and that is really infusing spiritual me into practical me, into practical decisions for spiritual life. And our last little hack here was doing everything with that vision in mind, starting to create the experiences you can create now, dress how your next level self would now, do things that she would do now to the fullest extent, and the things you need to build towards. Put that energy into your action steps that you're putting into the vision, okay? You're going to manifest your summer vision board with these hacks, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you loved it, if you got value from it, please give it a little shout on your Instagram stories. Make sure you tag me in it. I'm at @TheMichaelaJ on Instagram. I love seeing who's tuning in with me every single week. Let me know how these tips go for you, and I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to leave a 5-star rate and review. I love hearing your takeaways and wins from the podcast in the review section, so don't forget. Love you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye.